When you hear the words brunch or the word brunch, chances are you think of a late breakfast with a whole lot of food and maybe even a couple of drinks on a weekend. But some restaurants in Portland are embracing it as a social experience.
Well, James Shippey and I went to check out Mimosas on Northwest 23rd. We went last Thursday right before the lunch hour. It's a little different atmosphere than what you would find there on a weekend. Everything looked so good. We had a hard time selecting from the menu.
Obviously, the deviled eggs looks great. I'm looking at the starters, fried chicken bites, Caribbean ceviche. But I'm a simple person. I'm looking at this pulled jerk chicken sandwich.
It's got mango salsa on it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that looks good.
Their street taco trio, pulled pork, blackened or fried shrimp.
That's looking pretty good, actually. You can kind of get the best of every world. They've got shrimp and grits. Chicken and waffles, you cannot go wrong with that.
Mimosa is the brainchild of Desiree Noisette, who is the owner of Florida's first black woman-owned wine business.
We started a wine brand back in 2017 called Mimosa, and the wine is made out here in Oregon. We've since licensed the brand to our winery partner here, but it's a whole different situation when you're running a kitchen and have, you know, 187 seats. So this has definitely been a big learning curve.
So what sparked the idea to do this?
We wanted to be able to bring the Mimosa experience to people in a way that made our mission to bring people together of all walks of life. We wanted to do it in a way that was accessible. And we originally thought about opening a tasting room, getting back some licensing rights, and getting more involved with that on the wine side. But what we learned was that we really needed to create the entire experience, and a restaurant and event space was a better way to bring people together, because we can control the programming, our capacity is bigger, we can also be a platform for other people to share their stories. And so far, that's really been, I think, aligning well with the community.
I didn't even know you'd be open for brunch on a, you know, Thursday.
We do brunch Thursday through Sunday. Mm-hmm. And definitely weekends are busier. We bring in live music on weekends. And the concept with brunch is just the day party atmosphere with brunch. Think about the celebrations. And if you're a grown-up, you got obligations, you have things to do. You don't have time to be going out late at night and have responsibilities, especially at work and at home. And so the idea of going out all night is not really part of the lifestyle. But celebrating and gathering during the day is a huge part of the way that families and friends groups connect. So brunch is one of those celebratory times. And we probably do in our space somewhere between 20 and 30 birthdays, anniversaries, and friend gatherings a week.
All right, so James and I shared shrimp and grits and the taco trio, and it was delish. Mimosa, again, and that was Desiree Noisette.